Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 10th of April. Today we get the first insights into how much the US consumer is paying for the war with the release of the March consumer price inflation data. Caution is needed. A lot of this data is now guesswork because the Bureau of Labor Statistics lacks the resources to measure inflation as accurately as they did under the last administration. There are two related issues that are of relevance to markets. The first is the affordability crisis. The affordability crisis does not depend on the headline inflation data, but instead on perceptions of inflation. That means that figures like owner's equivalent rent are completely irrelevant. Actually, in the real world, owner's equivalent rent is always completely irrelevant, as it's a price no one pays, has ever paid, or ever will pay. What matters to affordability are the high-frequency purchases of food and fuel. That is a little complicated because the price of gasoline in the States started the month below $3 per US gallon and rose in more or less a straight line to over $4 per US gallon by the end of the month. Changing the day on which gasoline prices were collected, even by just 24 hours, will make a difference to that specific inflation rate, therefore. The issue for markets around the affordability crisis is political, at least in the first instance. US President Trump's approval rating on handling the economy generally and on dealing with the affordability crisis specifically is extremely low. If that is further damaged by perceptions that inflation is out of control, it may prompt a policy response, which is what markets will actually care about. The second issue around the consumer price inflation numbers is the practical one of how US households manage the actual, not the perceived, cost of living increase. The February personal consumer expenditure deflator showed some slightly troubling signs of fatigue on the part of the US consumer. For now, there is an expectation of consumer resilience overall. If the actual cost of living starts to do some serious damage to spending power, then consumers might respond by scaling back spending where they can. Otherwise, savings are expected to take the strain, leaving consumption largely unaffected. The February personal consumer expenditure deflator price measure did show that where inflation was occurring, it was generally quite narrow. That is to say, it was more about a small number of items rising in price by quite a bit. That can be quite important when considering overall consumer spending power. In the wake of tariffs, for instance, furniture price inflation has soared and household appliance prices have stopped falling. But that doesn't matter to the majority of US households who are not actually refurnishing their homes at the moment. The Iran-US ceasefire talks start today, and predictably, markets have chosen to be optimistic in anticipation. No one wants to have to try and price in downside war scenarios because they're too complex and unpredictable, and it's too much like hard work to be contemplating that on a Friday. Trump's social media postings overnight perhaps signal the balance of power going into these talks, with demands Iran not tariff ships going through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran is tariffing ships and is likely to continue to tariff ships, and social media posts are not, perhaps, an effective counter to that. China's consumer price inflation in March has not shown the cost of war coming through because China is bearing the cost of higher oil prices as a fiscal shock rather than as a consumer price shock. Weaker service prices after the Lunar New Year holiday meant consumer prices actually fell on a monthly basis. However, producer prices are less protected from oil and energy costs, and there the inflation rate crawled out of the deflation slump that it's been in for some time. Japan's March producer prices rose on higher import prices, and Finance Minister Katayama was talking tough about the level of the yen once again. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.